Proclamation number 084 on the 1st of April, 1939. Different reception capability. Four men contend to the recordings. The different receptivity is the explanation of the different receptions as far as form and content are concerned. If the spirit is completely collected and can easily detach itself from earth and the worries and pleasures associated with it, and desires nothing more than the spiritual exchange with the friends in the beyond, these will find entrance to the human heart considerably easier and be able to convey their thoughts to the earthly child without hindrance or disturbance. If, however, the soul again and again strays from everything spiritual, if it cannot sever the connection with the earthly or a certain careless attitude weakens the spiritual receptivity, this will make itself felt that it will take a longer time until the spiritual strength can make itself understood, and this immensely weakens the willpower, for a great success will understandably spur the will to be active again and again, whereas a small success will only let the human being become even more sluggish if the urge to be active is not exceptionally active and tries to increase a small success with all its strength and fights the weakness of will with all means. Thus, for example, the recordings in increased receptivity will testify to a deeper wisdom and will also differ in their form from those which are received, so to speak, in a certain weakness of soul. For the law demands complete readiness of commitment and reception, he demands unrestrained devotion and undivided attention, but he will then also reward them by imparting divine wisdom which fully compensates the earthly child for sacrifices of many kinds and also makes it unspeakably happy and spurs it on to ever more eager striving. It is a comforting thought that the law distributes according to need and that the human being's longing is therefore fulfilled at all times. That the divine spirit descends in all abundance if it is desired from the heart. And that the human being can therefore enrich himself with spiritual treasures and is completely in control of increasing the reception if he wants it. It is a comforting thought to know how easily the human being on earth can enter into an intimate relationship with the Heavenly Father and thus be instructed in the most exhaustive way, and that, if he fights against the world and its charms, he can determine the state of his knowledge himself, for the Heavenly Father gives according to the earthly child's strong desire for wisdom. And if it desires to receive from the bottom of its heart, the deepest divine wisdoms will also be offered to it in abundance. Amen.